Yo.
Took a little trip.
It's a real one's birthday today.
Took a little dip.
Fucked up that I say that on Kendrick Park, right? Let's not get it confused. It's J. Cole's birthday. Bitch.
Money coming, go. You know that?
Love coming, go.
Don't get it.
Coming,
Thursday.
Money
coming. Y'all know I go down on a Thursday, baby. The boys is here.
Take a seat, baby girl. You've been all on my mind. I know I ain't called, got a part of my grind. Just copped a Maroon 5, no Adam Levine. Came a man by myself, only father was time. I know that she relate, baby daddy and shit. So she raised that nigga.
Let's
kid,
get into it. Switch me up.
And that's what I done jumped out of state to fuck niggas up.
Come on, man.
I got an altercation with police.
Y'all already know what it
don't
is.
Make me no different from the next man.
Welcome on that bullshit podcast.
The
boy
shit,
Trent set a press.
I'm trying to do me.
Poing.
And if you like, screw me.
In the building. Fucked up a little bit. No bad days in the building. I got cameras on cameras.
And it's more to it. I can't even get all into it. It's one song. 5 minutes and some change long. You know what I'm saying?
And that's where we're going to start at, man.
Bro, that shit stopped at 4:57. It wasn't even 5 minutes and some change. I'm just throwing that out there for Trey Songz.
Right? Hey, man, shout out that nigga Trey, yo. I'm sorry, yo. We about to start off with the bullshit early, man. Welcome on that bullshit podcast where anything can be and or will be bullshit in my book. That's sports, entertainment, movies, albums, artists. Y'all know how it go, man. Like I said, I fucked up the first time, but Poe is in the building. I don't know why I stumbled or anything. I don't know why that happened. And No Bad Days is back in the building. Like I said, I got cameras on cameras, man. At the same time, man, what the fuck is good out there, man? Started off with the J. Cole intro, man. Gotta say happy birthday to J. Cole. You know what I'm saying? It's a real one's birthday.
Congratulations on the new Puma sneaker. He dropped it on his birthday.
I ain't gonna lie. I don't like the color of them. I don't know what it is. I really don't. I don't know what it is, but Puma is not it for me. And
still gotta get the right ones.
What are the right Pumas? Where your mic if you gonna do that? Any other time, this nigga be so goddamn chillaxing.
That nigga part of the media today.
I see. It's on your foot, Pope. It's on your foot. Yep. Oh, okay.
Right around the
joint. Oh.
I'm high, but I ain't that high.
Okay, I got you. I got you. Got the high boys in the building, too. You know what I'm saying? What was you saying? Yeah, man. New Balances is what I rock, man. That's my thing, man. New Balances just got... Would y'all agree that they have like several varieties? Like,
New Balances?
Yes. Yes, nigga. Are you stupid, nigga? Hold on, hold on. Talk your shit. Talk your shit.
Hello. Is this shit on? This nigga's wilding. He's on that bullshit.
I don't think your mic is on, bro.
How about now?
Yeah, bro. One, two. Yeah, your mic should be on.
Yo.
Try now. Hey, bro, yo, mic not
yeah.
I don't know what the fuck going on. Is it another mic near you? That's the mic you supposed to have. Yeah, give him that mic.
I don't. Hey, come on, brother man.
We so trash. Are you on?
Yo.
Man, this shit is trash. It's like, yo, I'm about to throw these fucking mics away because I can never figure out which mic it is that fucking statics every week. And then I take one out. And then it's...
In quarantine, ho.
My bad. I ain't my fault. Shit happened.
Oh, my God. What the entire fuck? Like, what the fuck is going on, yo?
Yo.
There we go. So, talk again.
Yo. Can you hear me?
Yes, there we go.
All right, we knocking?
We knocking. Let me in. God damn. All right. What the fuck you got to say about New Balances in that variety, nigga?
They ain't got no fucking variety. They got one.
You crazy.
They got one style.
You're crazy.
They got one style. They got colorways, but they got one style.
They got four different styles. They all come in different numbers.
They got numbers on New Balances?
What? Yes, nigga. Don't make me go in the closet and just be like, yo.
There's only four of them.
Nah, it's a lot more. It's a lot more. But it's four that I wear.
I ain't never.
You got the 990s. You got the.
I ain't never heard somebody like, yo, I got the New Balance ones.
No, not ones.
I got the New Balance twos.
No, nigga, it's like the 990s. Like, I don't even have a shoe that's out right now. But you got the 990s. You got the 975s, I believe.
You telling me something? You
know what they ask me? 954s, 554. Man, yes, his number's on the tag, man. Shit ain't there for show.
Man, that's because you were a fan, but.
What? Okay, so you rocking Pumas over New Balances these days?
I am, yes.
Yo, y'all wildin'.
Bro, you see me wear New Balances. Oh, I like those.
No.
Yes.
I've never seen you wear New Balances.
That's a lot. Not New Balances. Pumas. Pumas. First of all, you had back in the day. But Pumas. Yes. Pumas.
Man,
you see me wear Pumas. Like, yo, I like those.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, Pumas were cool. But then I think once Kylie got a hold of them and
got a hold of them, bro. You better.
Bro, come on, bro. I'm looking for the flames. The 400 flames, bro. That's what I'm looking for. Shout out YG400. Y'all seen them, bitches?
No. Cordae got a hold of them.
What that mean to me?
Cole got a hold of them.
What that mean to me? They got a hold of them.
No, because you said.
But
they
got
a
hold of them because I didn't like the whole sock forming shit. Like, the shoes that, like, literally look like socks with shoestrings.
Those are, okay, I don't think those.
Pumas.
Those are not Pumas.
Oh, my God. I brought my girl a pair of them shits.
Those shits are not Pumas.
So what are they?
Are you talking about Adidas or some shit?
They're not. They got Adidas like that, too. They both were like that. Except Adidas didn't have no shoelaces. They just had the stripes on the side. That shit literally looked like a sock with a sole on it. It was very horrible.
Like the Balenciagas.
Yes. Which I don't know why niggas kick out all that money for them shits. Anywho, we're not here to talk about shoes. Once again, happy birthday to the man, J. Cole, man. 36. Yo, it's crazy looking at J. Cole and seeing that 36 beside him. And this is no shots, but damn. And like right around the corner is 40 for my nigga. And me, 28, nigga, 36 is right around the corner for me. That's at least how I look at it. Damn, time is flying.
I'm still in my 20s, so I'm saying.
I dig it. Fuck that. I'm letting this old shit. I'm embracing it. I'm good.
Me and Jay had this conversation yesterday. He was like, I don't know why everybody be running from 30. I'm ready for it. What the fuck that nigga said? He said some shit about. He said it feels good to be 30. The nigga, how the hell you know you ain't 30 yet? You don't know how it feel.
Yeah,
you gonna turn 30, all your hair gonna fall out.
Yeah, you don't want that, and I hope not. Like, I don't know what to expect from my 30s, man. I'm ready to celebrate my 30th. But like I said, man.
Bro, as soon as you turn 30, bro, it's like, I got my hip replaced.
Shit, I feel that way now, nigga. That shit was popping off at 25. Nigga, my whole body fucked up.
You have to actually get it done at 30.
Oh, goddamn. Don't wish that upon me, man. We also played Misunderstood by Trey Songz, man. If you guys don't know, Trey Songz was arrested at the Chiefs and Bills game. They said that he pretty much assaulted us. Say it. Somebody help me out.
Beat up the police.
Yeah, he did, but I'm trying to be professional out here. He didn't beat him up, but he did put that nigga in a headlock and give that nigga a knuckle sandwich. Like, first of all, I don't know why people were surprised at this from Trey Songz. Like, I played that song for a reason.
It's been a while since Trey been that, Trey.
It has been, but we not going to act like Trey has not jumped off stage and fucked niggas up. We not going to act like Trey has not done beat up and kicked motherfuckers before. Like, Trey pretty much is the definition. You remember when R. Kelly came out with R&B Thug? Trey Songz is that. He is an R&B thug. Like, the nigga will beat you up. And if you give him the opportunity and motherfucker go broke, I'm pretty sure he'll be the one to rob your ass, too. Like, Trey looks like a nigga. He's like a robber, bro. A stick-up kid.
Especially old skinny Trey. Like,
with the braids?
With the braids and the wife beater.
Did you not hear that version? Did you not hear that track? You don't know how old that is?
That mixtape
was fire.
The cover of the one that popped up is not the original mixtape.
No, it's not. It's not.
Nothing Was Safe.
Huh?
There was a mixtape called Nothing Was Safe.
Well, at the mixtape time, because I don't mean to cut you off. At mixtape time, when that came out, I want to say that's what it was. But what was that title? It said Jockin' for Beats 2 or some shit?
Some shit like that.
Because that was...
Jockin' for Beats.
Jockin' for Beats. That wasn't the original shit.
Yeah, no, I'm saying there was a mixtape called Nothing Was Safe. Because he was jumping on everybody's beat saying Nothing Was Safe. He was jumping on everything.
When I heard this, because Like, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I heard it on, I guess you could say, like, at this time, a playlist. But it was all his shit on other people's beat. But that wasn't the title of it. I want to say it was, like, The Gentleman's Club or some shit. I want to say that was the name of that mixtape. It was on Dat Piff. But that's where I heard that shit off of. And, shit, I loved it. But, yeah, man, we're not going to sit here and act like Trey ain't beat nobody up before. Like, my thing is, what the fuck happened? They come out and... I hear them say, oh, he didn't do anything. And mind you, the report that came out said that Trey was told to put his mask on. Trey, you done caught COVID before. You know what I'm saying? You done had COVID. Put a mask on. That's first thing. But his response was, I took my mask off to eat. Okay, if that's the case, then, yo, eat your damn food. And when it come down to the conversation of him so-called being heckled or something, he was recording at the game and he was around Chiefs fans just chiefing it up out there, you know, let's go Chiefs. And then you hear some little, what they call them, Karens, little bitch ass Karen says, let's go Buffalo. And Trey's like, well, we're just going to discard that message. So with that, I guess that may have been a little tension there, but it was football game friendly, you know, you're talking your shit and then you get another motherfucker that's, you know, on the other side chiming in. All right, cool. At the end of the day, do you feel we can sit back and talk about was he wrong or right for what the fuck he did?
As a man, you can't do something and expecting somebody's reaction.
You can't do something and expecting. What you mean? Break it down.
I hear can, what you're like, saying. I can do something to you and in my head I have a notion of how you're going to react. Uh-huh. I should not have that thought. Because you can react however you want to react. And you're not wrong for reacting how you feel you need to react. So if I think I can push you in a friendly way or whatever, just because we cool, I shouldn't think that because you might go, why the fuck this nigga just pushed me and smacked the fuck out of me? Are you wrong for hitting me? Not in your mind, that's the way you saw this nigga.
Exactly.
Just pushed me.
Okay, I see where you're at now. Okay, yeah.
So I'm not speaking from Trey's point of view. I'm talking about from the officer.
Yes. It all goes back to this, like, motherfuckers do need to keep their hands to themselves. And if you're at a football game, there shouldn't be any type of hostility at a football game. That's just me. This is my opinion. Because one, I done spend my money on these tickets. I'm not about to get in a fucking bar fight with no fans or niggas. You know what I'm saying? Unless you disrespect. But my objective is to go and enjoy the fucking game. I'm not here to, you know what I'm saying, cause a fight. That's how I feel when I go out of town. I'm going out of town to enjoy my weekend. I'm not out here to be the big dick. You know, I'm not here to fight everybody. I'm not trying to do this, that, and the third. But at the same time, shit does happen. And with Trey, shit goes down. And you hear, I hear him say, yo, what the fuck is going on? This is some racist shit right here. And I hear that, and it's like, okay, I do want to hear more. But I feel a lot of people have been in Trey's shoes, including myself, when you have done 100% nothing and you're being attacked and you just trying to be like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Like, yo, chill out, talk to me. Don't touch me. You can talk without touching me. You can talk without being in my bubble. Like, give me space. Tell me what the problem is. I don't think the cops handle that shit. The cops, the security, whatever their official authority was, I don't feel they should have put their hands on that man. And I feel if I didn't do anything and I got proof that I didn't do anything and y'all put hands on me, I'm defending myself. Now, y'all can beat my ass, but one of y'all getting y'all ass whooped with me. So while I'm on the ground, trust and believe your man's on the ground getting knuckle sandwiched, bro. But it's funny.
Beating up the police. Just don't get shot in the process.
Hey, but the thing is, somebody had said some shit like that. It was like, he's still alive? And I'm like, well, he had his man's underneath him. So, I mean, what? You going to get a 2-for-1? Nah. You know what I'm saying? I just want that whole situation to get worked out. But that shit is funny. How damn, Trey had
Officer,
it.
Officer Jody, because that nigga was Melvin.
Hey, yo, that nigga had that nigga hemmed up, and he was not letting him go. And I think he ended up, like, choking him out. Because they were like, come on, Trey, let him go. Let him go. Don't do this, Trey. Like, the commentary of the video is funny to me. Because it's just so much, yeah, get him out of here. He's over here with no mask on. Yo, what the fuck I do? Booty woo. And then you just hear motherfuckers, he's like, he didn't even do anything. Yeah, yo, Trey, that's Trey Songz. Oh, that's Trey Songz? I'm like, yo, nobody over here is trying to help this man. Funny shit, though. That was funny. I don't know if I got anything else on the Trey shit. Y'all got anything else on the Trey shit?
Fuck with Trey Songz.
Stand your ground at all times.
There we go. There we go. Take it from No Bad Days book, man. Since we are talking about pretty much the fight and what happened at the event, let's talk about the game. Now, did you watch any of the football games?
Hell no.
Okay. Poe, you didn't watch any of the football games?
No.
Okay, well, you guys get to sit.
Mm-hmm. I heard my nigga Aaron was out of this shit, so.
Yeah, so we'll start there, man. You got the old niggas versus, well, old nigga versus old nigga. Tom Brady versus Aaron Rodgers, man. I'm sitting back. I'm tuning in. I'm enjoying the game. And with that being said, what the hell is going on?
Nothing. Nothing's going on.
At the same time, I'm here rooting for Aaron Rodgers, man. I am. I'm not a Tom Brady guy, man. I am, once again, y'all should already know by now, for the people that tune in, I am a Las Vegas Raider fan. I've been a Raiders fan since 2002. I want to say in 2000 or maybe 2004, they invented the tuck rule for Tom Brady. All Raider fans know that was a fucking fumble. Shout out to Charles Woodson because he caused that fumble. And ever since then, Tom Brady has just been great. You know what I'm saying? He always figured out a way to do shit. Well, come Sunday, I'm rooting for Aaron Rodgers because I like Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he's cornbread, you know? For people that don't understand that, he's invited to the cookout. He's bringing potato salad. And if you invite Tom Brady, he's bringing macaroni salad, which is very fucking disgusting. It's like, yo, get this shit the fuck out of here. Anywho.
If a white person made either one of those, it got racist in it.
And I'm good on it.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I think white people buy shit from the store before they make shit. That's just me. In my experience with white people. But not a lot of them get invited to the cookouts. But Gus Mom's does make
a fabulous I thought that.
Cheese sausage. Yeah. I don't know. Cheese rolls or whatever the fuck they call it. It was great.
Little meatballs,
Mama
and shit.
Gus. We need more sausage ball with cheese. Back to the game,
Mama Gus.
I think that works well.
It does.
Okay, cool. At the same time, I'm watching the game and I'm tuned in because I was ready for this day to analyze and speak on this game, just however it played out. And as I'm watching, I see that the refs are literally letting them play. Jamal Adams, my brother, plays with Green Bay all the time on Madden. So, number 17, you know what I'm saying?
He busted your ass with the niggas the other day. Don't get it twisted.
Okay, yeah, you did.
He wasn't about to let you have that for a second.
No. I want to say some shit. You know, I'm going to say it, man. I'm low-key superstitious. And my thing is, if I play Madden with the teams that are in the playoffs, I look at it like whoever wins is going to win Sunday. And I had Tampa Bay, and I did not want them niggas to win. So I did not really, like, give it my all. But.
You ain't doing that bullshit.
I feel like that's a cop-out.
No cop-out. I'm letting you know. That's what happened. But obviously, you can see that theory does not work. So now, I will constantly just kick his ass for my personal wins. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, you did win. You kicked my ass. But there is a I let you there. But what happened the next game when it was Buffalo? When Buffalo versus the Chiefs, what happened?
Nigga.
Okay.
But okay, so it doesn't work out because you won that, right?
I had the Chiefs.
And they won, right?
Yes.
So then they're good forward. Like, what are you two trying to say?
No, I said it didn't work the first game. The first game was Green Bay versus Tampa. I had Tampa, and I wanted Tampa to lose.
Is the theory out the window or not?
I said that. I said that goes with that theory. You know what I'm saying? It's out the window, yeah. We could definitely see what's up. We got a Super Bowl coming. So you going to let me get Kansas City and you get Tampa Bay? I mean, you get Tampa Bay?
Fuck.
All right. You going to lose. Look like there goes our prediction. I'm going to go ahead and let y'all know that the Chiefs are probably going to win the Super Bowl. But let me get back to this game and telling y'all what the fuck went down. So your boy Adams was getting held the whole game. They were letting him play. It was a lot of fucking pass interference that should have been called that was not called. It was a lot of holding that was not called. Tom Brady throws three interceptions in a row. It was three interceptions in a row. And I'm literally like, come on, Aaron. Like, y'all got to get in the end zone. Y'all are down, but y'all not out. They were down by, I think, at most 11. They ended up kicking the ball off. They scored. They got the ball back at half. No, Tampa got the ball back at half. Nope, I lied. Green Bay got the ball back at half. They ended up turning it over out the gate. And then Tom Brady turned it over. That was his first turnover. Aaron Rodgers did nothing with it. Punted the ball. Then Aaron Rodgers ended up scoring a touchdown. They went for two. They fell short on the two. Fair play. Aaron just didn't make the – well, the nigga didn't catch the ball. That would have put them down by three. But they're down by four at this time. Four or five. Anyways, Tom Brady comes back on the field. He throws another interception. Mind you, these guys are down by five. And Aaron Rodgers still does not execute on the turnover. So I'm like, fuck, bro. And if you want to win this game, bro, you got to get in the end zone. You got to. They end up stalling out. They punt the ball again. Then it comes back. Aaron Rodgers ends up pretty much, I think they ended up kicking a field goal. Tom Brady comes back out, scores a touchdown. So now they back down by eight. They get Aaron Rodgers get the ball back, and we are at the point where it is fourth and goal. Well, let's speak on third and goal because that was a little controversy. Well, third and goal.
What quarter is this?
This is fourth quarter now. No, this is fourth quarter. Aaron Rodgers, he gets the ball, and he has an open lane. If you see it, it's an open lane there where he could have just ran it. This is third and goal. Could have just ran it, and he throws it where only his receiver could get it, and it's incomplete. It was like two or three niggas over there. I'm like, why did you throw that? You should have just ran it. So that was one of the things that I seen. And then they, instead of going for it on fourth and goal, a chance to pretty much tie. You got time. It's like 2 minutes. It's not even 2 minute warning yet. They got all their timeouts. They end up kicking the field goal. I said, okay, your defense did just get two or three interceptions off this man, but your defense really has not stopped anything. You stop niggas on first and second, but third down is go for them niggas. They are moving the chains on third down. Comes up. They kick the field goal. They make it. They're down by, I want to say, five. And Tom Brady gets on the field. And Tom Brady does Tom Brady shit, and he just stalls out, and they run out of town. So I guess y'all can say congratulations to Tampa Bay. They are in the Super Bowl, and here's Tom Brady breaking motherfucking fabulous fucking records and shit.
So you saying is you got Mahomes getting the back-to-back or what?
Hold on, I'm going to get to that. Your mic doing that shit. That's one thing you got to worry about with that mic. All right, I'm going to get to that now. Anyways, they are the first team to host the Super Bowl. Well, they are the first team to host a Super Bowl in their state, city, whatever. Or in their arena. So Tampa had been in the undercard. They went on the road all three games, and now they're about to play at home. Is that not some fuck shit? Is that not crazy? Like, fucking Tom Brady. Nobody has ever done this. Nobody has ever hosted a Super Bowl. No team has ever hosted a Super Bowl in their home stadium. These motherfuckers come in as a wild card. They come in as a wild card, and they go three games on the road, win, and now they're playing in Tampa because that's where the Super Bowl is this year. Crazy ass shit, right? That's just some crazy shit. And then on the other hand, you got the Buffalo game, Buffalo versus Mahomes. I'm not going to lie, bro. They got so many weapons over there from, like, it's just so many weapons. I don't think Tampa is going to be able to fuck with them. So I will say that I've seen Patrick Mahomes eliminate Tom Brady from a playoff game, mm-hmm. which he did last year. And do I feel he's going to eliminate him from a Super Bowl? Yes. I do believe that Patrick Mahomes is that guy right now till the Raiders figure it out. But until then, Mahomes is he's cooking. And he may be cooking for a while. He's young as hell. And I see him getting his second. And it's a lot of quarterback talk being moved around. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you, if you have a system that's not already established, this will be their second time winning a championship. Yeah, you can go ahead and wrap it up for the next at least 5 years that Kansas City will probably win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but you're talking about Tom Brady, though.
We are talking about Tom Brady. But
like, you're talking about Tom Brady. Like you just said,
you cannot bet against Tom Brady. But I'm telling you, I've seen Tom Brady do a lot of shit. One thing I ain't seen Tom, well, I seen him do that too against Atlanta. When it comes down to Atlanta, that's Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, the Cheetah. What they got weapons. If you throw them niggas the ball three times, Tom, you're gonna get your ass whooped. They gonna 76 them niggas, V. If that nigga Tom Brady.
Maybe it's gonna have to come down to a defensive game.
If it comes down to a defensive game, which Tampa Bay's defense does look decent. They on paper, they are stacked. But the Chiefs defense, I mean, you the same way you can't bet against Tom Brady, you can't bet against the Honey Badger, bro. Mm-hmm. That nigga is fucking amazing. It's like, bro, he's like today's Charles Woodson. This nigga is on the ball. It's like he's the ball magnet. Wherever they throw the ball, it just comes to him. He's a ball hawk, man. It's crazy. But my prediction, yes, I do think Tom Brady will go down as one of the great quarterbacks. But at the same time, Tom Brady gonna also go down as the guy that is his kryptonite. That's gonna be Patrick Mahomes, man. Yeah, Tom Brady done some things, but Tom Brady won, never beat Eli. Facts. And I'm starting to say he'll never beat Mahomes. But he had a great role. Now I respect this year Tom Brady because Tom Brady took out Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers, the top niggas in the game. I have to give credit when credit is due. Since we are on the sports shit, I do want to speak on your boy Conor McGregor. There's been a lot of talk about Conor, I guess, it's a race thing. And we can bring this back to Tom Brady as well. Tom Brady has accomplished, I want to see if I'm wording it right. He has accomplished his 10th Super Bowl appearance. He's been to the Super Bowl 10 times. I want to say LeBron has been in the finals 10 times. And everybody's champion, the white guy. And this is not my theory. This is not my thought. This is just what I hear on the radio and just conversations on the net. At the same time, we watch Conor McGregor come out. We know him for his cockiness. We know him for his showboating. The same thing that Floyd does. But when Floyd does it, it's Floyd's the villain. But isn't Conor the villain as well? That's the role he plays, right? The villain?
Yeah.
But it's okay for him to do it. And they want to blame it on race. I really can't blame Conor's ego on race because he's not American. I feel, and this is going to sound ignorant of me, but I haven't been out of the country. And I'm going to say that race to me only lives in America. Now,
that's retarded.
Yeah, like I said, it's very stupid. I said it was gonna be ignorant. But at the same time, when it comes down to Conor, he's fucking like where he's from Ireland, right?
Yeah, he's Irish.
Irish people are.
And let me know because I don't know their story.
No, but
at the end of the day,
no, the Irish people got shit that would happen to them just as bad as black people, bro.
Okay, so.
But I'm just Irish people are very proud people.
Okay.
So a lot of Irish men.
Black people not proud. I'm just asking.
No, what I'm saying, a lot of Irishmen are like Conor. Like, that's how they act.
Exactly. But black people, like you would say the same thing. That's how they act. Right? Like, Floyd. I'm speaking on Floyd. Floyd. We come with style. We come with ego. White people, that's what I'm saying. I can't give Conor that, oh, he's the bad guy. No, that's him. Now, a Tom Brady style, you know what I'm saying? There is no braggadocious. There is no prime time to him. There is no T.O. in him. You know, we come with spunk. You know what I'm saying? We want to be. We
you know why
be,
white people white, bro?
Why they white, bro?
They ain't got no seasoning.
Yeah,
that
they
mean,
plain.
We got the flavor.
We got the juice. No, we got the sauce.
Saucy.
But yeah, I just wanted to get that out there. Like, do y'all got any feels on the half and half stereotype of, like, entertainer? Because not only is it a fighter's job to entertain, to sell, there, I believe in boxing politics, there is, okay, you're going to play the bad guy. You're going to be the good guy. That's the way we have to roll it out. That's how you get a show going. Not only, yeah, your fan base like you because you're...
I don't think that's it. I think it's either it's a winner or a loser. That's how it should be looked at. It's like it's a winner or a loser, not about race or nothing like that. But I mean, when it comes to you talking about like the bad guy and like Conor McGregor and shit, I mean, I feel like it don't matter. Like, he's still white. You feel me? Like, he's still white.
Yeah, okay. I get what you're saying.
So if he was to come down, you know, come to America, like, white people still gonna view him as white. You know what I'm saying? He's still gonna get that praise because he's fucking white.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mayweather not gonna get that. You know what I'm saying? It's just not gonna happen.
I dig it because he's not white. I got you. I got you. This is America.
Don't catch me tripping. No.
So did you guys see the fight? I'm gonna let you guys know.
I mean, I seen highlights.
You seen the highlights?
I just saw nigga get knocked out.
You were asleep. Because
I was asleep.
What?
Because because George came over, I get a message. George hit me. Well, he came over. He was like, "You watching the fight?" I'm like, "Yeah, I am." I'm like, "Ain't nobody here. I'm watching the fight." V-Law's supposed to be coming back through. He was like, "Oh, all right. Well, shit. Boom." So he comes over, and I was like, "Yeah, I don't know where V-Law is, nigga. It's pushing 12." He was like, "Oh yeah, he's asleep." He told me. I was like, "All right, bet." So, I'm watching boxing. I do have the MMA shit on the other TV, but boxing is on. Oh my God. Boxing last week was good as fuck, bro. That was a good ass fight. Them boys, they were knocking heads off. That was a great fight. Mm-mm. Great fight. At the same time, my boxing goes off. I'm just watching MMA, just still watch it because it's on. And I'm sitting back, and George is in my ear. He's like, "Yo, Conor." Well, first he was like, "Yo, I want Conor to lose so I can laugh." And I feel that's everybody's... Is that persona?
No.
No, like everybody's thought process of...
Everybody want to see that nigga lose. You know what I'm saying? Like, see the good nigga lose. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Everybody wants to see
it. All right. And I agree with you, because a lot of people wanted to see Floyd lose. And I'm sorry that I keep going back to boxing, but I'm speaking on what I know.
I still want to see Floyd lose.
I don't see that happening because he's that fucking great, bro. He mastered an art, bro. That's what he did.
I ain't mad.
No.
All praise to him, but I want to see the nigga lose.
What's your vision if he lose? You want to see a meme of him?
No, bro. It's like, see a black man I'm not hating. No, it's not even that. Like, I'm just saying, like, I like to see somebody
beat him.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I would like to see who that nigga gonna be. You know what I'm saying? I just can't wait to see who that nigga gonna be. Like, who is it? Who gonna knock this
nigga
off?
Who gonna knock him off? I dig it. I dig what you're saying.
Y'all see the meme? It was like, you know, it got the long couches that go around the room. And then in the corner is Conor McGregor knocked out, and the other one's Nate Robinson on the long side.
Oh yeah. I did see that, man. The memes was definitely funny. So that fight, I'm sitting back and I have no care. I don't even know the guy that he was fighting. I know they said they fought twice. I didn't see the fight. I don't know anything about this shit. So I'm just watching to watch. And George he's going in. He's like, yeah, bro, man, I don't even know why they fighting. Conor beat this nigga ass already. Woody woo. And as he's talking to me, I'm sober and I'm just like, this nigga Conor, like, I know him to be braggadocious and talk his shit, but warming up to the fight, I'm like, I'm not getting this. Mm-hmm. And I do remember hearing rumors of him wanting to retire. So that's in my head while I'm watching this. And he's walking out, and he's walking out as if this is his last fight. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, maybe he's about to put on a show and just go out and be Conor McGregor, because I also know that he just had a few kids. Or he got married. Something in his life changed. And they were talking about, I seen it. As a motherfucker who likes fighting, you see certain shit. And I told George after the first round, I said, is this how he fight every time? He was like, yeah, but he gonna do this. He probably gonna get him out of here in the second round. I said, okay, because it looked like he don't want to be here. It looked like he don't want to fight. Like, he looked like he, MMA is not in him no more. That's what I got from this fight. And then the bell rings. He was sluggish to the center to, like, attack, I guess. Mm. It just didn't look like a fighter that's supposed to be the guy. It didn't look good for him. And right when I said that shit, I said, yo, he better put his hands up. As soon as I said that, dude caught him and motherfucker stepped back. And I was like, oh, this nigga hurt. And then he drops down to the cage and dude just start giving him the business. Giving him the fucking business. And I'm just like, damn, like, this your man's? He was like, nah, but this nigga got knocked the fuck out. Look at him. Nah, kah, kah, kah. I'm like, yo, that shit not funny, bro. Like, this nigga need to, like, if you're not in it to fight, or if you don't have the fight or the hunger to fight anymore, there's no reason for you to do this. You're going to get yourself hurt. And that's how I looked at it at the end. And he was respect, man. You did your thing tonight. Woody woop. And I'm just like, yeah, bro, this was just a check for him. He don't care to win or lose. If he would have won, he would have won. But I still think he would have had the same respect for this guy. Conor McGregor don't want to fight in the MMA no more. He doesn't want to fight. Leave that man alone. He did great for your sport. Let that man go before he gets seriously hurt. He does not have the hunger anymore. It's sad. Like, trying to think if there was a basketball player or a soccer player or a player that you just was like, yeah, he can't go on no more. Ever y'all seen that or noticed it?
Yeah, I guess.
Like, do you got one in mind?
Nope. I feel like that nigga Tiger Woods feel like he should have been going out this bitch, but hey, he's still kicking that ball around me.
I said Tiger Woods, you say he's still kicking that ball around. You know what I'm saying, I feel you.
That nigga got to pay alimony.
I feel like that nigga tired of depressing all these. Like, bro,
you seen him? That nigga look rough.
He look, bro. He done, bro. The nigga said, "Fuck this shit," but the nigga still hitting that bitch around.
But that's the thing. It's like he's hitting it.
But also, that's a sport that old niggas play too. Shit, I don't know.
What the fuck I'm gonna do? Play golf?
Like, I mean, I don't even know if it was like. For me, I ain't gonna lie, man. I think when Undertaker went out, I was like, bro, it's done for him. Like, he's done. I was 2 years ahead of his retirement. I was like, yo, you need to be done, bro. You can't even fucking walk. Like, you fucking eyes literally rolling in the back of your head, and it's not by choice, my guy. Like, I like you so much. Please don't let me see you die in the middle of the ring. Yeah. Like, go live your life. And I really, like, damn, man, that shit, seeing Conor like that, I'm like, bro, this ain't it, bro. Mm. Like, go, And I know he has other businesses. I know he does the, he has his own Irish liquor or something, Irish beer. It's like, yeah, do that. Go play in a movie or something. Trying to think, do I got any other sports?
Put him in the next season of
Dancing with the Stars.
No, Punisher.
Are they coming out with that shit?
No, they need to.
You niggas ready for the Punisher and shit?
But you watch the Punisher?
Bro, last time I watched the Punisher, I knocked three niggas out. I don't need to watch the Punisher. I'm a dad now. It's like, I'm telling you. I can't
watch. From what I was told, that whole situation was V-Law's fault.
I don't know who fault it was, but.
I don't. It wasn't my fault,
bro. I don't know who fault it was. I just know niggas said some shit out their mouth, and me and V-Law cleaned it up.
It's great.
Got me cracking knuckles over here on the Punisher shit, nigga. But yeah. That was. Do I got anything else on sports? Anything on sports? Y'all got y'all predictions on the Super Bowl? What y'all doing for the Super Bowl?
I don't know.
You tell me what we doing. Your crib,
nigga. Move at your crib. Hey, yo, Super Bowl is precious.
Pull up.
Pull up. Heard it from No Bad Day.
It's official. You on the pod, it's official.
You motherfuckers ain't shit, right? Cause that's how a lot of shit happens at my house. It's like, yeah, just yeah, we're gonna be at P Crib. All right, what time? I don't know. Hit him up. Hey, yo, you having a? That's exactly what happened Saturday. Fuck it.
I wasn't invited to that.
Nothing. Nobody was here. It was just me and George. The fight went off. The fight went off. We got finished.
He said that shit like, yo, the president was me and George.
It was me and George. Is up here playing. What's the shit we be playing? 21, blackjack and shit. Nigga took all my money, nigga. I'm like, yo, yeah, man, I gotta get my monies back, man. I think that's it with all the sports. Are y'all excited for the weekend? Is it the weekend? Y'all believe the weekend is doing Super Bowl's halftime show? Y'all.
Oh yeah,
I thought he already did a Super Bowl.
Nah. Not with the new face. If he did, what's up with the face?
I don't think that's really his face.
Yeah, we know it's not his face. But I'm saying, what's up with it? Like, I heard that it was a girl that he used to date. I didn't listen to his music. Like, is this shit the stuff that's being rolled out with the face?
Fuck with The Weeknd no more. I'm gonna be trill with you.
If you go watch all his latest videos, his face is wrapped up.
Yes.
And every video,
is he taking shots at fucking people getting plastic surgery?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, this is what society does to people. It makes them feel like they gotta look a certain way, be a certain way. That's supposed to be the message behind the shit.
Okay.
But if you watch all his videos, they go together.
Okay.
So his face has been wrapped up in all these videos, and then that was the unveiling that everybody saw.
Okay.
So the actual picture that went floating around was him, his makeup artist took it right after they did the face.
Okay. Nah, that's dope, though. I ain't gonna lie. It's a good thought process, but my question is, the music that you're talking about, is this the music from the album? Because I did say that I like enjoy the album, but it didn't have no replay value. Is this the same music that's been on the album?
I ain't fucking with The Weeknd.
Oh man, come on, bro! You was fucking with that nigga, goddamn Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, nigga.
That's when that nigga was like,
be like, hey, yo, you're a funny dude. You know exactly what I'm talking about after, when I say shit like that.
After Trilogy, it was kind of. It's cool.
Exactly, bro.
I remember when you opened up that damn CD, this nigga eyes lit up. You would have thought that nigga had the goddamn golden suitcase.
They come to find out that nigga just boofu.
Fucking do you.
Boofu, bro. Like, nigga, shit, bro. The nigga went downhill. Bro. That's one nigga that you, yo, that's if you want to talk about a nigga that went down, that's the nigga that need to give it up.
All right, right so there, who got it bad? Who got it bad? Him a Chance.
Hold up.
I still got faith in Chance. I'm going to be true.
Nigga, why?
I got faith in Chance.
Bro. I got more, you know what? I give it to you, but I got more faith in The Weeknd. First of all, bro, The Weeknd a cold nigga, bro.
Bro, I mean, I feel you. Both these niggas cold, but I don't know what's getting.
Now, when this nigga, The Weeknd, came out with a song, I Can't Feel My Faith, that shit go everywhere. He wins a Nickelodeon Teen Choice Award for this. And then his next single the first single for the next album, he has a line about, yeah, I want a Teen Choice off a song about talking about doing a bag of blow. That is cold shit. Nickelodeon listen to that shit like, what the fuck?
Hey, but hold on. Wait. We got to be real. Nickelodeon, that network for years have been down with shit. Like, I'm not saying drugs and all that shit, but Nickelodeon has been down.
No, that's Cartoon for Network. Cartoon Network.
Has been down with what?
Both what you was about to say.
All I'm saying is Nickelodeon has been down with hip hop. Nickelodeon itself has been down with hip hop for years.
They had a little Rugrat shit they did. Okay.
Yeah, like Nickelodeon, I mean, but not cartoon, even that. Cartoon all Network that, too, though. All that, before facts. They jumped on the run of the, what you call that shit, the pop stars, there were nothing but R&B acts and hip hop artists on that show. And what else? Like, shit, the intros were done by hip-hop.
I'm about to say the intro to Kid and the Kale.
That was Coolio shit, right?
Yeah.
And it was vintage artists. Like, who did Cousin Skeeter? I know it was, like, him, but at the same time, like, you could tell certain shit was produced by shit. I ain't gonna lie, man. Fuck it. I'm always sometimes...
Cousin Skeeter was fire.
It was Teddy Riley, bro, right? Yeah. We're gonna say it was Teddy Riley. Yeah. But yeah, Nickelodeon was down with the fucking hip-hop, bro.
No, Cartoon Network was, too. They would have the black screen with old hip-hop shit playing in the background. And then they really was with the drugs. But you seen...
Nitty.
Well, that too. Courage the Cowardly Dog. That bitch got up and said, "Hold on, Courage. You know I can't hear without my glasses." Bitch, what? What?
Hey, yo, that bitch stupid. If you can't hear without your glasses, you. Hey, bitch, you. Okay, where were we at before we got off this? Where were we at? Super Bowl. All right.
Weekend. That's what we're talking
about.
Weekend and Chase.
That was 2-3 conversations ago.
Well, he's performing at the Super Bowl. That's how I was able to register back. Y'all ain't got nothing else to say about the weekend?
No.
Okay, damn. I don't even fuck with me. Like, don't even talk about that, nigga. Like, all right. Let's see. What else went down this week? Did you guys happen to check out the verses? I didn't. But did you guys... you know why we didn't check out the verse? Throw it all out. Give me a second. The reason we didn't check out the verse is because it was on Thursday. When we got done, I checked into it, and it was just Ashanti. And I'm like, nobody asked for you. So, I'm reading the comments, and they're like, Where's Keisha? I'm like, what the fuck is up with y'all and timing? This shit ain't it. So I said, fucking, I'll catch up on it the next day. And I tried. I really tried.
I heard he had a lot of, like, difficulties with sound and shit, too.
I'm not for sure. Like I said, I don't know. The things that I got from it was OT Genesis popped up and sung Love.
I heard that.
With her. That was funny. Cool. How about this?
You see that what happened with him on his the No Jumper podcast?
I don't know what happened, but I did see it. I don't know. I just seen the clip of him pretty much saying, like, yo, you ain't dealing with no broke nigga, or who you calling a broke nigga.
Like, he was just like,
don't call me a broke nigga in your life or something.
No, he was just saying, like I'm a superstar. Like, you're not going to talk to me like some type of goofy out here, like, type shit.
He a superstar?
I mean, nigga got some hits.
He a superstar.
He got some hits.
He walked past me, I wouldn't know him. I ain't even gonna lie.
Probably wasn't either, but shit. He got hits though. He's not the type of nigga that'll tell you.
He's not a superstar.
I have to tell you that, nigga, I'm a superstar.
He's not a superstar. He's a rapper.
But that's what he said, though.
Verses. I heard that Ashanti won. I heard Keisha Cole won. I'm going to let you know, I didn't watch this shit, and I say Keisha Cole won.
That's bias.
Bro, Ashanti has nothing for me but a body.
But you said it was just Ashanti there, right?
Just sitting there.
She showed up, and she looked good.
Well, that from wins. I did see some clips where Keisha Cole had them bosoms just sitting right on the screen. Oh, boy, them things were sitting up there right. I'm like, God almighty. Hey, yo, man, I love Keisha Cole.
She do cocaine.
I don't care. The president does cocaine. His old ass. Yeah, I'm talking about a new nigga. All them niggas do cocaine. They just be.
Bruh, it wasn't until I moved back to Philly that I saw how many people do cocaine. It was like, and I just, like, my cousin was just walking me through the shit. It was like, yeah, he work at the courthouse. He's the judge. That's a teacher. That, I'm like, and they all just in here on all kinds of goddamn Adderall, cocaine, and everything. I was like, this who y'all leave y'all kids with.
Yeah, y'all all party. Oh. They all party together. That's why when you get off, trust and believe that nigga said, yo, you remember that coke I got you? Yeah. It was more than what you gave me, so I need you to handle this, and I'll get you some more. That's how shit goes in the courtroom.
They're like, yeah, that girl right there, she a teacher. She a did the Adderall. I'm like, well, at least you know she up in class.
So nobody watched the verses. Okay, don't got no jokes on the verses. What else did we have then? Kodak Black.
You got to serve with my niggas.
He's still not free, but I mean, free him.
He is free. He out.
He not out.
He is out.
Yeah, he is.
He not out.
He out.
I mean, no, he not.
Yeah, he is. He got out the day before the fucking news went out.
That nigga not out.
So you tell me this nigga ain't out, but Joe Exotic is.
Kodak is not out, bro. Because y'all know he still had that.
But
he not out.
What do you mean he's not?
They probably gonna transfer that nigga somewhere else to like a better facility or some shit, but
he's out.
That nigga not out.
He out.
Yeah, I need somebody to fact check because y'all confusing me.
Yeah.
Motherfucking Joe said he ain't getting the fucking pardon, but now this nigga rolling around in stretch Hummers and shit.
I wasn't listening.
I thought you was looking it up.
Oh, no.
That nigga's not out.
But okay.
I'm high.
Oh, my God. What the fuck else y'all want to talk about on this podcast? Why the fuck is... Nope. I want to start with Salt and Pepper. They had a Lifetime movie come out. I did watch it. Why the fuck can't Lifetime pick a good fucking cast that looks like the characters?
Because Lifetime be shopping at Food Lion. That nigga that off-brand shit.
I shop at Food Lion. None of my shit is off-brand.
Hey,
I love Food Lion.
They went for the Food Lion brand.
I guess.
No, they was shopping at Aldi.
I can't say. I want to say that the salt and pepper rolls.
I'm stuck on the Missy Elliott.
Salt and pepper rolls. It sound like fucking
salt
food.
And pepper rolls.
I got you. Yes. But I got you.
y'all niggas. I didn't get it.
Y'all niggas are fucking high, man. What the fuck? Yo.
The rolls.
I get it, bro. I get it.
The characters of salt and pepper.
Oh, this chair just broke, bro.
Oh my God, you just broke my chair.
Bro, I told you shit was broke the other week. You said, no, it didn't.
Damn, son. Got
we don't even use chairs, bro. Man, I'm waiting on my furniture.
Man, what Gus say?
All right, salt and pepper rolls, bro.
The rolls.
Bro, I'm about to do some sushi.
The characters that were played by Salt and Pepper, I do feel that they did a good job. When I put it on, my girl was like, you know, I don't want to watch this. I said, why not? Be informed. That's what I'm here for. I want to be informed. Like, I like, these are biopics, correct? That's what they call them?
Yes.
Bios? Okay. So, I like the biopics just for the educational purposes. At the same time, this is probably the best Lifetime that I've seen, even though it wasn't all that good. I felt like it was rushed. The shit said 3 hours, and I still feel it was rushed.
I heard the problem with it was that it wasn't accurate.
The original Spinderella came out and said something like that. And I also want to say Tretch also came out and said that as well. And I kind of feel that's what's going to happen when you have one or two people telling a story, mm-hmm. and then just trying to highlight one person that you don't care about. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, let's do our best to not diss them.
So how does that make you feel about the production of it? But like, yeah, if they don't have the correct story, no, right.
Yeah,
or if they don't have all the people all, that's involved with it,
it'd be done wrong completely because you ain't got the whole story, so that script a little iffy.
Well, listen to me.
Who y'all picking is a little
Salt
iffy.
And Pepper were the ones that produced it. Oh, so they gave them the information.
I said what I said.
So when you have a fallout amongst people, I'm going to show a highlight of you, and I'm going to try my best to not show you as the villain, but at the same time, you know what you did. So that is what's going to be highlighted in this movie and portrayed. And really, I don't fuck with you. So all you can say is they not telling the truth. They never asked me my side of the story, which I feel that's how the situations came upon, is they not telling the truth. I wasn't kicked out. You know what I'm saying? But what was you about to say?
Shit done wrong. Like, you can't... All right, let's say something happened outside. Let's say somebody gets shot, some shit. Police come up. We happen to be outside. But we were all the three different parts of outside. So you saw the car who did it. I saw the nigga who did it. He know the nigga that died. Let's say that. They don't get the whole story if they talk to just me and him.
Yes.
And they don't even go to you.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you. Yeah, I'm with you.
So, like, the statement ain't done.
Yeah, and I agree with you.
So that's why I was like, so you all the, because Lifetime is a produced it. I couldn't talk.
Yeah.
You have no issue with this other person.
Yes.
So y'all should reach out to get her side of the story and make sure what she's saying goes with what was said to you. And if there's anything that butts heads, you can either go back and figure it out, or what a lot of people do and when it comes to Hollywood, they make up a scene there, mm-hmm, and just as long as it gets on track.
Like, I can't remember what movie it was, and it may have been a Janet Jackson joint. Or was it Whitney Houston? I can't remember, but one of them actually like told the story of whatever happened with Janet Jackson when Bobby Brown threw her out butt naked in the hotel. Like, it was some story that went on like that nobody really knew, but nobody knew the truth type shit. So, I mean, it was a hit and miss for me. I mean, like I said, it was rushed. It was rushed. The movie was rushed. I can tell that. But at the same time, I was sitting back and I just enjoy the way they did move. I feel Salt and Pepper are hip hop queens that definitely hold shit down. I was informed that I still to this day don't know who this Hubert, her manager slash, that nigga was wild. Like, this nigga had a baby by the new Spinderella, and like, this shit was crazy, bro. It was like a whole love triangle going on. It's like, yo, and you ain't shoot that place up? I would've blew that bitch up. I'm sorry. But yeah, Salt and Pepper, them, what they did for hip-hop, fucking amazing, bro. Fucking amazing. Did you guys end up watching American Skin?
I did. I finished it.
You finished it?
Yeah.
Can I get your thoughts on it?
I thought it was good. I mean,
oh,
I thought it was good. That's it.
All right. No, I feel you. Like, can we get the backstory of me trying to get you to watch this shit? And you were like, bro, I tried to watch this shit, bro. That shit whack. Like,
yeah, it started off mad slow. It started off, I'm not a fan of those documentary movie type shits. I like documentaries and, yeah, I like movies. I don't, yeah, need both. You feel me? Like, feel that shit stupid. But I mean, I like the way that it transitioned once I, you know, was forced to watch the second parts of it. But nah, it was straight. I think it was the shit that they were saying in the movie was, you know,
with some real shit. You know, real it was some real shit.
Yes, man.
I think everybody should check that shit out.
Yeah, there we go. That's what, like that, and I don't want to spoil it, but that movie was good, man. And I call it great only because of the way that they set it up. And I didn't know this was a Spike Lee movie, so I know y'all know that I hate Spike Lee movies. I have to give kudos to that nigga Spike Lee. That movie was good for Spike Lee. Great for Spike Lee. But, man, yes, everybody should watch this movie because...
What white dude play in the white cop, the dude that killed the dude?
Yeah, he played in Den of Thieves.
Den of Thieves, that's exactly
He played in Den of Thieves, and he that's also played in... I want to say the movie was... Black Virgin. It was a lot of... Did you realize your boy was in it?
Yeah.
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 I was like,
oh, come on, coach.
Yeah.
I suck.
Yeah, nah, man. It was a nice little cast and familiar faces that we haven't seen in a while. And it was good, man. It was good. Anything else you watching right now?
What am I watching? I thought they were going to pull back up another episode of Your Honor, but I guess that's the end of the season, right?
No, I don't think it's the end of the season, but I think it's a break. They damn sure, they fucked me up, bro. Yeah. I was like, man, fuck this football game. I'm about to watch Your Honor. Man, the motherfucker said episode 7. I'm like, nah, bitch, refresh. Episode 7. What the fuck, man? We on episode 8. They didn't even show up. I did jump back to For Life. The funny thing is, I was caught up on it, and I didn't know that they went on their break. Yeah. So I just jumped back to that. So I think I got to go watch an episode of that. Trying to think anything else. Oh, I did watch that Lupin on Netflix. Uh-huh. It's I want to say French.
They words don't go right.
They don't go right.
That's why I ain't watch that shit.
Yeah, it
I
don't tried. Go. But you'll like it because it's one of those movies that literally, I guess you could say mystery. It's a mystery guy. Like people see him, but they can't find him because he disguised himself so many times, or he sets up.
They words don't go right.
Yeah, no, it's like a kung fu.
It's one
flick.
Of them bullshits, yo.
It's like a kung fu flick. That's why shit, I can't.
I
watch
should
it.
Be fucking my head up. I'll be like, man, and then I'll be having the words on the screen too. So should be all fucked.
I was told don't do that. They were like, don't switch it to English, because if you switch, they do speak English. No, they speak English.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, but like, either way, I'm not gonna fuck with it because it's just...
Yeah, but it's actually good. It's literally, I think, only like maybe 4 or 5 episodes. That shit pissed me off when that shit ended. I was like, yo, what the hell? Can't just end on this. They like, I do like Netflix letting me know that shit is coming soon.
Yeah, a lot of shit's coming in February, so...
I'm ready for the Denzel Washington movie. Little Things, I believe it's called.
Yeah.
I'm ready for that. I do want to talk about this. What is her name? Wendy Williams and our boy.
Method Man.
H-O-D, man.
Method Man. Now, it was a story a while back that Method Man not pretty fuck with her because she ended up going on her show and pretty much telling the world that his wife was sick. And his thing was, that was rude, that was out of line. It was not your place to go out and say those things. And with that being said, you have to respect people's
privacy.
Exactly. And for you to do that is 100% wrong. And he came out and said that her family didn't even know that she was dealing with anything. And it's crazy that this story came out. And I know she's on a rollout because she's about to have a Lifetime movie.
Yeah, no.
And I'm not watching that shit. Let you know.
But I'm not. That bitch was like when E.T. had the wig on.
Yo, these niggas celebrated. White people are so trash sometimes. The niggas celebrated in the end zone with the E.T. touch. They was... That was this Sunday. I'm like, yo, y'all so damn trash. Yes, Wendy Williams also came out pretty much the day, said that she had one night stand with Method Man. And I'm like, Nah, not my nigga Method Man. No, no way, no how. And
she kept saying Red Man.
She kept saying Red Man. Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
She said that too. Well, she said she was doing it.
Yes.
She said that was back in the cocaine days.
And like,
you don't know who the fuck you was fucking on cocaine.
I agree. I'm really trying to. I'm trying to save my nigga Method
she,
Man.
She was having one of those. Oh, when I finally wasn't high, I was sucking a dick. You thought Richard Pryor.
Yes. them niggas back then, they were fucking each other.
I wasn't high no more. But I was sucking a dick. And when I was
one night stand occurred when, like, as this around the same time that she announced that shit.
And see, that's where I'm at with it. She just said it now. She didn't say a time, but she just said that me and Method Man were at a venue and they started fighting. They started shooting. Method Man was up top and she was pretty much up top seeing Method Man. And pretty much she said he was fucked up, which I don't agree with the whole, what's the word? Taking advantage of them, but what's the word they like to use? The term they like to use.
Rape?
Pretty much, but...
That's the only thing that's coming to mind.
They use another one, like... Anyways, fuck it. She said he was fucked up. Shit, he smelled like weed. She said she had some weed, too, and his smelled better. Of course, whoop-de-whoop. I don't care about that. Anyways, she comes back and she says...
She fucked RZA.
She had... So she comes back and she says, well, do you want to come back to my house? Vulnerability. That's the word I was looking for. Vulnerable. That's the word, yep. Anyways.
I don't believe in that shit.
Let's break it down. Because I believe...
Being vulnerable? Come on, man.
But if you're taking advantage of... You're a grown man. If you fucked up, though. If you're fucked up...
You're a grown man.
I agree with what
you're saying. And you chose to drink. Bro, I ain't playing none of that.
Yes, you chose to drink, but when a chick... I don't know, bro. I done been in situations where I've been fucked up, but
You fucked the Wendy?
Me on a fucked up night, like me drinking some good shit, depending on what type of time I was in my life.
No.
Wait, listen to what I'm saying. Wendy has big ass titties. That's all I'm saying. And if I'm fucked up, that's the word we looking at. If I'm fucked up, shit. Nah, if Method Man did it, I'll do it too.
Meth ain't do that shit.
All right, then I ain't do it.
Y'all bugging. I'm just saying. I know my shit. You feel me?
I understand what you're saying because one of my rules is I'm never too fucked up where I can't beat a nigga. That's always been my saying. You know what I'm saying?
I know me. Ain't no way, bro. Like, there ain't no way.
Man, somebody can slip some shit in your drink. And you could be like Tyreek, bro. Somebody slip some shit in your drink, take you to the back. You know what I'm saying? You literally like, yo, I'm fucked up. Yo, I don't know what the fuck I have. Booty woo. And she that's not kinda different.
That's different, bro.
No, like, it's not different because you're vulnerable.
No. You got drugged.
Drugged?
No. You got drugged.
But if you get fucked up at the same time.
No. Getting fucked up and getting drugged is two different things, buddy. And somebody drugging you. And somebody's drugging you.
Okay. But
you don't even know what you are.
No, I'm speaking on the vulnerability. Is that a word? Okay, I'm speaking on the vulnerability. That's it. Like, you're...
I know, but you can't... That's not being vulnerable, buddy. Like you either either got drugged or you were vulnerable.
All right, listen to me. So, check me out. Because I don't want to put me or you in this situation, right? So, you know the homie that come into the spot and he always fucked up. He always falls asleep on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Let's use him, right? And it's a motherfucking nigga bitch that come in. See this nigga laying there. And he fucked up. We know how fucked up this nigga is. So, she picked me up like, hey, you good? And he like, yeah, I'm on straight. Yo, I'm fucked up, though. Yo, you up. Yo, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? He's fucked up. He don't know what's going on. But the nigga bitch say, yo, you want me to help you, like, take you to your car? Yeah, that'd be cool. You know what I'm saying? Now, or at first, he like, nah, I'm good. She's like, nah, I'm going to help you. Woody woo. Take him to his car. Put him in the car. And suck that nigga dick. Now, is he gay for getting his dick sucked by a nigga bitch when he was not fucking vulnerable to not know what was going on?
Bro, that nigga better figure out what the fuck going on. That nigga better figure the fuck out, nigga. You better start...
You get what I'm saying now, right?
Look at them goddamn knuckles and necks, nigga. Neck. Better start playing, man. I ain't never too fucked up, buddy.
I feel you, though. I feel you. But, shit, if I was in that situation and it was windy and you know, I see them big ass titties and, you know, shit. It's times where I done thought a girl was bad as hell. And when I say bad as hell, I'm talking like J-Lo status. And nigga, when I sober up, I'm like, okay, you not J-Lo status. You more like
Lil J status. Shit.
What you said?
Got the Lil J. Got the mid tops. Got the mid tops.
But yeah, that's what it be like that, man. Shit. I mean, I'm pretty sure niggas in here done hit some shit. Nope. That you're lying if you have not hit some shit that you that was not your standard.
Hit some shit that was not my standard. But I knew what I was doing.
Okay, I'm not talking about that. I'm off that. I'm talking about bitches that you hit that were not your standard and you went on and hit it.
Nope. Never done it.
Never.
No.
Never. You got head from her or
I ain't
something.
Gonna say I ain't never hit no bitch because I was fucked. Like, you know, because
no,
I was fucked
not,
up.
I'm not speaking on that. I'm speaking on a chick that you hit that was not your standard. And I didn't hit this chick. I did get my dick sucked by her. I do remember that. Yeah, I did not hit. Because that's one thing I will say. That I, chicks that are not my standard, I'm sorry you don't get the privilege of, like, fucking me. You get the privilege of sucking my dick. I'm sorry. As bad as it sounds, I was a savage back then. It's like, yeah.
That's what it is.
I remember a chick straight up was like, yo, this was a Hookah Haze era. Bitch was like, yo, you wanna go to the movie theater and hop in the car? I was like, for what? And she was like, let's go do something. Like what? Hey, I know what she's saying, but like when it's a chick that's not your standard, bro, you don't care about her feelings, bro.
What are you talking about?
Like,
the yo, movie theater's closed, bitch.
She like, yeah, so let's go over there and fuck. I'm like, yo, you can suck my dick. I'm not fucking you. Like, I was rude, man. Like, still wouldn't have changed anything that I'd done back in the day. What else we got, man? My phone on, like, Bo, can we get a slide shit of what the fuck went down? I really ain't got much.
A slide of what?
Anything that I'm missing this week. Hey, yo, Larry King fucking died. Did we talk about that last week?
No, we didn't. That was this week.
Man, OG RP Legend. Larry King, man. Like, I realize this nigga's last name won't even fucking King, man.
You stupid.
I'm for real.
I know.
It was like Schnarchkenick or some shit, yo.
Well, he looks very Jewish.
Yeah, but I'm saying, they were like, cut that shit out. Nigga, your name, Larry King, nigga. Like, motherfucker tell you to ask your name on spot. Like, that's another thing. Like, Salt and Pepper, they were like, oh, what's their name? And they were just like, oh, yeah, this Salt, that's Pepper. It wasn't like, oh, we Salt and Pepper. They didn't have a name. And, I mean, the motherfucking Larry King said that he went up and motherfucker was like, hey, young man, and I'm sorry. Larry King is one of the guys that have always been
old
in my lifetime. I've never seen this man young. So when I hear that, I bust out laughing. But he's like, yeah, young man, what's your name? And he's like, Larry Schnarchkenick. And he was like, yeah, we not calling you that. He said, King, you're Larry King. And he said, he went out there and he was like, hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Larry King. And he said he froze. He said he froze and he got nervous. And like, that was a nice little story from Larry King, man. He said he froze, he got nervous. He said that dude took him to the back and he said, yo, you gotta get this shit together, bro. Like ASAP, like now. He said once he got that pep talk, he said throughout life, he never got nervous again. Man, he was down with hip hop too, man.
Yep.
He was down with hip hop. There's a lot of guys out there that don't get credit for their hip hop. I guess, say, stature that's in a whole nother platform that, you know, put people on for the hip hop creatives.
Hope he got froze. He said he wanted to get froze.
Hey, yo, I think that was the same shit that I seen. But at the same time, yeah, I think I would want to get froze too. Because he made a good fucking point. He said,
ain't no coming
back. He said, ain't no coming back if you buried in the dirt. And ain't no coming back if you burn. He said, if I'm frozen and they find a cure for how I died, then maybe they can bring me back to life, which will be some freaky shit. And I want to be the freaky motherfucker to do that shit. So when I die, freeze me. I don't care how much it costs. Freeze me. Put me in the deep freeze.
There's only one person that's been frozen.
That's Walt.
Yeah.
Walter Disney.
He gonna die.
Huh? I don't know what this nigga Poe is on, man.
S'mores. I'm
trying to think. Is there anything else out there, man?
You got s'mores?
That's what I'm on.
You got s'mores?
You got a piece. See, ask Blair how I hit for her. Not that I ate more than she did.
I don't know.
I'm here.
Yeah, you here. What else we got, though? Is there anything y'all niggas want to talk about, bro? We only have 116. I don't mind it being a short episode, but damn. We got anything? I don't want to leave anything out. So
you said some other shit you wanted to talk about.
What was that? I don't remember. God damn. Okay. Yeah. Your mic doing that shit, bro. That's kind of fucked up because I don't know how to warm it up. I don't want to just jump out there and be like, well, yo, Poe just wooty woop. Yeah, do you want to bring it in? It'll help me. It'll help me if you bring it in. Okay. All right. All right. We're not going to talk about it then.
What?
Because okay. So I have a problem dealing with people losing people, and when a person loses someone, I try my best to be a friend and reach out to them. And when I reach out to them, it's like uncomfortable for me, and I feel I can't be the only one that feel this way. But when someone passes on your friend's side, I'm the one that really doesn't want to say anything because I don't know what buttons I'm pushing or if you're even thinking about it, or your best thing is to not think about it. I try my best to just stay away from it. But as a friend, I try to, you know, check up on them. You know what I'm saying? And I feel that's what my duty is. And I didn't know how. Is it weird for me to feel that way, or is it a lot of people that go through that?
It's not weird. It's always it's hard to approach it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's really the approach about it because it's a sensitive, you know, subject. But it's not the talk about it is not the problem. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's whether it's the timing of it and shit like that, I believe. But I think
because we had a homeboy that ended up losing somebody very close to him, and it's like. Like, I remember when it went down, you was like, nah, bro, don't call him because, you know what I'm saying, don't let him think about that shit. And I'm like, well, now that I know, I feel as his mans, as his guy, I have to check up on him to make sure he's good.
It's different, though, when someone either tells you their situation or it's being brought up to you or that you overheard it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because sometimes it's not your position to be, you know.
Told or, you know.
Because it feels like you either pushing the situation when you shouldn't even know about the situation, you know?
Yeah.
But when you do, I mean, it shouldn't be no problem to check up on your boys, you know what I'm saying? Check up on whatever.
Man, that's why me really, man. I want all my people to live a long life, and I want myself to live a long life. I've, knock on wood, have not lost anybody near and dear, very close to me, you know what I'm saying? And
in a long time.
Yeah, and my thing is, I don't want that because I don't know how I will react. And my thing is, I'm the type of person that when it comes to death, the person I am now is, I'm not boo-hoo-ish. I am celebrating that person. Like, a lot of people, like, celebrate Cinco de Mayo on, you know, May 5th, and they really don't know what the fuck Cinco de Mayo is. You know what I'm saying? It's celebrating the dead. Now, is that the same thing as Halloween? I'm just asking, like, is that the same thing?
I don't know what Halloween is.
Halloween is some shit American.
Okay. All right. So, with me, when it comes down to that, I don't think, God forbid, please don't take my mama away. Please don't. But my thing is, if she were to pass, it's like, okay, it's no. I know there's things that I lack that I can't do without her. But at the same time, when she passes, I don't see myself boo-hooing. It's like, she's in a better place. She's not, like, stressing over nothing. She's not worried about nothing. She's good. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel everybody should look at life. It's like, yo, the motherfuckers good. They're not tripping over. So last time you talked to them, they said, oh, I had this issue, I had that issue. It's gone. Yo, this is a shot to you, my nigga. Like, you ain't got nothing to worry about, nigga. You were late one time on your bill, nigga. Don't even worry about that. Your car broke down. You don't even have to worry about a car. Get my guy. Like, that's how I look at it. It should be definitely celebrated. Like,
I feel you, but not everybody gonna see it that way. Some people probably, you know, don't think of the afterlife the way you probably think the afterlife is. You know what I'm saying?
And even if they do believe that, they can still be crying just out of sadness of not having that person physically here no more.
I know. I get that 100%. I get that 100%. And you also have to understand, this is coming from somebody, like I said, I haven't lost anyone, so I don't know that feeling. And I'm not trying to feel that feeling. I'm trying to go before any of you motherfuckers. Put that bearing on y'all. Don't put that shit on me. And I believe that because it'll be tough on me. It'll be tough, and I just don't know what the hell I would do, especially without your ass. I don't know, bro. Like,
I'm good.
Yeah, man. Man, I don't know what the fuck. But, yeah, so I just want you to know that I'm here. Any type of conversation, that's one thing that's going to be real. At the same time, I'm not going to sit back and let you do certain things that is not in your character. That's me looking out for you. Because you my guy, and I want you to stay sane through all this shit. You feel me? That's just me.
I think I tagged him in that post too.
I don't know. His phone fucked up.
Wouldn't know, buddy. Wouldn't fucking know. That's also something that's dead.
Oh, that was yesterday.
R.I.P.
Was that yesterday?
I really don't know. My day's been running on. You said RIP who?
iPhone. Shit. Shit, Gonzo.
This nigga came in the crib and said, yo, let me borrow somebody's Snapchat. What? Nah, bro, real quick, bro. I know people blowing me up. You are a funny dude.
I hear the ding.
Shit just dinging, bro. This shit there is live, but this shit just heartbeating and shit. It's like, it's in a coma, goddamn. It's in a
coma, bro.
God damn, nigga.
Shit in a coma right now.
You are a funny dude, bro. This nigga bust in the house. I didn't even know you were coming. So that makes sense.
Cause I couldn't tell you, nigga. What the fuck? Nigga, maybe I would have gave niggas a heads up.
Yo, that is some funny shit. As I'm like, throughout the whole time, even when he told me that, I didn't know why the fuck this nigga didn't call me and tell me he was coming. But yo, this nigga phone is on black. Oh man,
my shit. And white. Told you my shit departed, bro. Shit got segregation on it, motherfucker.
That nigga shit said he malfunctioned. Technical difficulty.
It's all good.
That shit have another one. Like a shirt off, bro.
Your shit like damn a referee right out this bitch.
It do.
Oh man, I ain't got shit else, bro. Man, what the fuck we about to do, bro? 7:37.
Tell him, man, we got a battle win.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
man. February 14th for all the motherfucking single niggas out there that don't know when Valentine's Day is. February 14th. And for all the motherfuckers out there that is coupled up and booed up, don't celebrate that shit. Word from your boy Press. Don't celebrate that shit. That shit trash.
I might celebrate it just because I've never done it before.
Don't. It's a waste of money. Tom and Candy.
Y'all about to put your snacks?
Roses die, bro. Roses die.
So do people.
Roses die.
That's why I ain't giving no bitch no people.
Yeah, she can't have people, just me. Yeah. Just me.
Yo, I feel like we
missed. That's funny. Something. I feel like this nigga been funnier than I'm just high.
You on my level.
Man, fuck this shit, man. I'm logging off. Y'all niggas suck. We out of here. It's your boy Trendsetter Press, man. We out. You hear me?
What about these?